Begin transmission.
As part of our commitment to delivering you a remarkable experience, this call may be monitored or recorded.
Jikan da yo. Hai, sorane. The actual time, regardless of anything that Hello Kitty says, is 1930 UTC, and 1930 UTC is always the traditional time at which we begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm mostly known for drinking tea, so let's pour some tea into the teacup here. Oh, yeah. That's looking pretty good. What are we drinking today, Tobe? Well, we're drinking Jinjun Mei again. Let's see how it is. Oh yeah, pretty good. Pretty good, but it's starting to lose its steam. This is the same leaf I've been drinking for at least a day. What infusion is this? This is either the fifth or sixth infusion. And it's starting to lose its punch, but it's still pretty good, so we're gonna stick with it. Another thing that's pretty good that we always like to stick with is everyone's favorite numbers lady. You know her, you love her. Hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 1 0 0 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1
you, numbers lady, even though the audio quality of the numbers is starting to get sketchy. Pippa even wants to thank you. She said, meow, meow, and now she won't do it again. You want to say hi to the numbers lady? Pippa has nothing to say. But she is excited that Dubious Goals Committee has begun, because that means we can now do some kitty business too. So, yeah, come on. And now I gotta get the banky pit ready. I gotta get a kitty business pit ready for doing some kitty business. As long as kitties remember that we're not supposed to be sleeping in the kitty business pit. Now be a good baby. Are you a good baby? Yes, okay. Pippa has figured it out. She's standing in the kitty business pit. You want to say something on the radio? You want to talk? Are you sure? There will be no cat talking on the radio today. All right, so what does that mean we're doing? Well, it kind of implies a different set of rules today. So, let me move over. Okay. Do we have it together yet? Yeah, maybe. All I know is I gotta find something to do all day that will prevent me from going to the grocery store, because I do not want to go to the grocery store today, but I kind of have to, sort of. What are you doing, Pippa? Okay, now the cat has to stop what she's doing so she can lick my arm. Okay, that's fine. So, what am I gonna do to try to avoid going to the store today? Yeah, I don't know. There's no getting around it, really. Not really. So, what was I going to buy? I don't even remember. It doesn't matter. I got to find something for lunch. Although I don't feel like eating because my gut is weird. I had a weird night. I was trying to go to sleep, and then I woke up at like an hour after I went to bed, and my guts are weird, and I don't like it, and blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't matter, because there's a kitty in the kitty pit doing kitty stuff. Hi, what are you doing down here? Oh, kitty business. What is kitty business? Well, kitty business is when you have to stuff your face into the blanket in the back of my knee, because that's just a good place for kitty faces to be. What do you know about that? Oh, so what am I going to do about lunch? Maybe I'll get some sandwich stuff, get some Black Forest ham, and some breads, and some baby Swiss cheese, and some lettuce, and a tomato. Maybe I'll do that. Do I need waffles? No. Do I need maple syrup? No. What was I just thinking about doing? I don't need more juice. I still got a whole thing of juice, so I can't imagine what I could have possibly wanted from the grocery store, unless, of course, I was thinking maybe I wanted to get another couple of bananas. Get some banana na 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 na. Maybe a banana na.
Banana na na.
Maybe a banana na.
Banana.
I could get a banana or two. Maybe some other fruit.
Banana na na.
Or just a banana na 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 na. What do you think about that, Peppa? Peppa doesn't care. She is in the kitty business pit doing kitty business. Which reminds me of something else. It's somebody's birthday today. Whose birthday is it today? It's that guy in the corner.
You in the corner, happy birthday! Happy birthday over there! Welcome to Pineapple Beach! Y'all don't be afraid to get up and dance. Sit down and you're hungry there, don't it? Well, let's go! Put up an entree of pineapple with a side of danger, and you get two sides, so get the beans and danger. All the women wear monkey bands there to celebrate your birthday in that monkey way. Hey, hey, hey.
That's right. It comes with two sides, so get your beans and danger. Why are you looking at me like that, Pippa? Do you think I'm a little bit crazy? I think you're a crazy kitty. Doing kitty business in a kitty business pit, because that's where kitties do business. Yeah, but as for myself, geez. That pain is coming back in my chest. Did I eat something that I wasn't supposed to eat? Did I drink something I wasn't supposed to drink? Maybe I did. Somebody tell me what I really, really want.
I think I know what's going on.
It's true that you can't unhear that, but you're welcome. And I just thought of something else. This is going to seem unrelated, but wasn't I supposed to go to the doctor today? Yes, I was, but the doctor canceled all the appointments because of the coronavirus. So I can't go to the doctor, and that's fine, even though I do feel like crap today. Something is going on with my guts. I don't like it. My leg isn't too bad today. It was sort of annoying this morning, but that went away after a few handfuls of analgesics. Ugh. But still, I kind of don't feel very good. I think I need more music. And I don't know. What might be good? I don't even know what I want to listen to. Like you didn't see that coming. You knew you were being set up from the beginning. Oh, but yeah, we need to get into some other music really quick, because I gotta find some more pills to take. Man, I'm not doing so good suddenly. All of a sudden, I'm not well at all, so we need some distracting music from Non Non Fiori. Yeah, this will make you sick. Beautiful thing, but no, I can't deal with it either, so maybe we just need to find some more legitimate music. What did I hear the other night? Oh yeah, something about Trader Vic's.
The streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fook's. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Ooh. handy gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him, he'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah, werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.
Oh, I guess we could do some kind of werewolf theme. We could play some music from the Twilight series. No, that's not going to work. Let's not be ridiculous here. But maybe we can go in a different direction. Where's my back brace? I might have to put my brace on. My back is just starting to totally freak out. What the hell's going on? I have no idea. So let's listen to the Thamesmen.
Stop wasting my time. Come right flat out and tell you everything. Give me some money. Give me some money. I'm nobody's fool. I'm nobody's clown. I'm treating you cool. I'm putting you down. Too tight. I'm looking for pound notes, loose change, bad checks, anything. Give me some money.
Beautiful little guitar lickage at the end. Guess who's on guitar? Yeah, so that was the Thamesmen with their hit song, Give Me Some Money. A favorite of mine for many, many years. And you like that guitar solo? You like that little riff at the end too? You know who played that? You won't believe me if I tell you, but I'm going to tell you anyway. That guitar part was played by none other than Lord Hayden Guest himself. I'm not kidding. An actual peer playing guitar in a cool rock and roll band. All right, let's go with some Clam Caravan, the acoustic version.
Thank you. across the desert on my camel, over hills of sand.
Hills of sand.
What's that I see in the distance? Only hills of sand.
Hills of sand.
There is no oasis in sight. I'll have to ride through the night if I'm to make Baghdad by light of dawn. Sun's not your friend in the desert like he is at home.
Is at home.
The wind has a name in the desert, but it's barely known.
Rarely known.
It's only the hardiest bloom that can blossom in darkest Khartoum. So I will just stay in my room tonight.
Practice circular breathing. Chris is the master of triangular breathing.
The desert isn't free with her secrets. She's a silent bird.
Quiet bird.
I asked the Sphinx for the answer. It said mum's a word.
Bum's the word.
So I'll take those answers by train, and I'll sleep till I'm wakened by rain. And I'm back in old England again, once more.
Oh yes, very nice, very nice. Clam Caravan. Oh, brother. All right, well, I don't know why my back is starting to hurt. Why am I getting cranky? Why is my gut starting to bother me? How much time do I have to stall? Oh, geez, at least another 4 minutes. And I'm running into a time crunch, so we're going to have to go with some of the standards. So, you know, what's that mean? Well, around here, it means Wagaki Bando. Now, doesn't it? Hi.
Oh,
wasn't paying any attention. Yeah, this show's over. I gotta get in the bathtub. My back is just about to kill me, and etc. This show's over. Okay, bye-bye now.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.